Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Full forecast details are coming up. The mayor's ad hoc advisory group on the proposed event center on Racine's Lakefront met for the first time since the recent election. And while both candidates publicly said they oppose the multi-million dollar facility, the planning process will continue, at least until the Common Council votes whether to conduct Phase 2. Interim Mayor Dennis Weiser, who went through the different financial projections and milestones needed for the $55 million facility and privately developed hotel to come alive, also noted misinformation about the project from both campaigns that will need correcting for the public. The misinformation included city taxpayers bearing 100% of the cost, which Weiser said is simply not true, and to hear that in the campaign was disappointing.
Both candidates saying that 100% of the cost is going to go on the Racine property taxpayers, that does not reflect 100% of the cost. We debated whether we should start throwing information out in the middle of the debate, and I don't think that's the best time to get a clear message out to the public, but we are going to make sure the public understands that this is not going to be 100% on the property tax. It was never proposed that way.
Weiser said the campaign rhetoric and advertisements aside, the information gathering part of this effort continues at the direction of the council. Mayor Weiser said he would be talking with Mayor-elect Corey Mason soon about the project, the committee, and related matters, with the next meeting of the ad hoc board to focus on the operational costs of the event center. Mason takes over as Racine's mayor November 7th. The contract for managing the City of Racine's bus system, now called Ride Racine after years of branding as Bell Urban System, is going to again be First Transit, based in Cincinnati, which handles bus and paratransit services all over the country. City purchasing agent Kathy Casper told the Transit and Parking Commission that First Transit was the only response on the request for proposal. Casper indicated the single response out of three RFPs was disappointing, even though it's a specialized service contract, but the other two never explained why they gave up.
Because I had gotten an initial response that they were interested, and then they chose not to reply, which I found to be a little disturbing, but we did our due diligence that way. The proposal from First Transit, we're comfortable with it. Obviously, they've been providing services for us prior to this, and we have been very happy with what they provided and very happy with Willie as well.
The contract with First Transit will pay General Manager Willie McDonald for handling day-to-day operations and overseeing the full and part-time bus drivers, mechanics, dispatchers, and others. If eventually approved by the Common Council, the proposed five-year contract with First Transit would replace an extension of the old contract approved last year by aldermen at $159,000. The closure of 16th Street east of Taylor Avenue for utility work ahead of a resurfacing project has made travel through that intersection at times just as frustrating as near Washington Avenue and Green Bay Road, though not quite on the same scale. City engineer John Rooney says the 16th Street work should be wrapping up within the next 2 weeks or so from Taylor to Racine Street. 12 people were arrested in Racine County Thursday, all with active family violence-related warrants. For the fourth year, Racine County law enforcement agencies and the Domestic Violence Task Force took part in the annual Family Violence Apprehension Detail, a national effort to help raise awareness of the problem of family and domestic violence. The detail is also designed to demonstrate to offenders that they will be held accountable for their actions. Locally, 84 warrant service attempts were made throughout the county, resulting in a dozen arrests. The Racine County Sheriff's Office, along with the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Caledonia, Sturtevant, and Burlington Police Departments, participated in the detail, along with members of the countywide Domestic Violence Task Force. The 6th annual River's Edge Art Walk is scheduled until 9 o'clock this evening along Main Street in downtown Waterford. Different types of art and media will be on display from more than 20 artists, and if you like something, it could be yours for the right price. In addition to the artwork, the event will also have music and food. Plus, on display at the Waterford Public Library will be the curtain that once hung in the former Strand Theater on Main Street, which features hand-painted local advertising as well as an ocean-going ship and a whale. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.